Andrew.
Hey.
Here you go. Your regular lattes.
Literally saved my life. Thank you. Thank you. Okay?
Yeah.
Me too.
Hello, Frank. How's my favorite writer? Of course you've been thinking about our talk, because you know I'm right. Frank, people in this country are busy, broken, they hate to read, and they need someone they can trust to say, hey, don't watch CSI in Indianapolis tonight. Read a book. Read Frank's book, and that person is Oprah.
Cutting it close.
One of those mornings. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Oh, wait!
Oh, sorry.
Jesus!
Rub some dirt on it, brother.
Frank, the truth is all A-plus novelists do publicity. Ross, McCourt, Russo, and Frank, can I tell you what else they have in common? A Pulitzer.
Leave the shirt off your back, literally.
You're kidding, right?
Yankees, Boston, this Tuesday, two company seats for your shirt. You have 5 seconds to decide. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Boss, you have a conference call in 30 minutes.
Yes, about the marketing of the spring books, I know.
Staff meeting at 9.
Did you call them, what's her name? The one with the ugly hands.
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I did call her, and I told her that she doesn't get her manuscript in on time. You won't give her a release date. Also, your immigration lawyer called to say that it's imperative.
Okay, cancel the call, push the meeting to tomorrow, and keep the lawyer on the sheets. Oh, and get a hold of PR and have them start drafting a press release. Frank is doing Oprah.
Wow. Nicely done.
If I want your praise, I will ask for it. Who is Jillian? And why does she want me to call her?
Well, that was originally my cup.
And I'm drinking your coffee, why?
Because your coffee spilled.
So you drink unsweetened cinnamon light soy lattes?
I do. Hmm. It's like Christmas in a cup.
Is that a coincidence?
Incredibly, it is. I mean, I wouldn't possibly drink the same coffee that you drink just in case yours spilled. That would be pathetic. Morning, estate's office. Hey, Bob. Actually, we're headed to your office right now. Yeah.
Why are we headed to Bob's office?
Have you finished the manuscript I gave you?
I read a few pages. I wasn't impressed.
Can I say something?
No.
I've read thousands of manuscripts. This is the only one I've ever given you. There's an incredible novel in there, the kind of novel you used to publish.
Wrong. And I do think you order the same coffee as I do just in case you spill, which is, in fact, pathetic.
More impressive.
It'd be impressive if you didn't spill it in the first place. And remember, you're just a prop in here.
I won't say a word.
Ah, our fearless leader and her liege. Please, do come in.
Oh, beautiful break front. Is it new?
It is English Regency Egyptian Revival, built in the 1800s, but yes, it is new to my office.
Witty. Bob, I'm letting you go.
Pardon?
I asked you over a dozen times to get Frank to do Oprah, and you didn't do it. You're fired.
I have told you that is impossible. Frank hasn't done an interview in 20 years.
Well, that is interesting because I just got off the phone with him and he is in.
Excuse me?
You didn't even call him, did you?
But...
I know. Frank can be a little scary to deal with for you. Now, I will give you 2 months to find another job and then you can tell everyone you resigned. What's his 20?
He's moving. He has crazy eyes.
Don't do it, Bob. Don't do it.
You poisonous bitch! You can't fire me! You don't think I see what you're doing here? Sandbagging me on this Oprah thing just so that you can look good to the board? Because you are threatened by me! And you are a monster!
Bob, stop.
Just because you have no semblance of a life outside of this office, you think that you can treat all of us like your own personal slaves. You know what? I feel sorry for you. Because you know what you're going to have on your deathbed? Nothing and no one.
Listen carefully, Bob. I didn't fire you because I feel threatened. No, I fired you because you're lazy, entitled, incompetent, and you spend more time cheating on your wife than you do in your office. And if you say another word, Andrew here is going to have you thrown out on your ass, okay? Another word, and you're going out of here with an armed escort. Andrew will film it with this little camera phone, and he will put it on that internet site. What was it?
YouTube.
Exactly. Is that what you want? Didn't think so. I have work to do. Have security take his brake phone out of his office and put it in my conference room.
Will do.
And I need you around this weekend to help review his files and his manuscripts.
This weekend?
You have a problem with that?
No, it's my grandmother's 90th birthday, so I was going to go home, and it's fine. I'll cancel it. It's you're actually saving me from a weekend of misery anyway, so it's good talk. Yeah.
I know. Okay, tell Gammy I'm sorry. Okay, Mom, what do you want me to tell you? She's making me work the weekend. No, I'm not. No. Listen, I've worked too hard for this promotion to throw it all away, okay? I'm sure that Dad is pissed, but we take all of our submissions around here very seriously, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Is that your family?
Yes.
They tell you to quit?
Every single day.
Ms. Tate's office. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. We're going to mull. I want to see you upstairs immediately.
Okay. Come get me in 10 minutes. We've got a lot to do.
Okie doke.
Good morning, Miss Tate. Jack, Edwin?
Margaret, congratulations on the Oprah thing. That's terrific.
Thank you. This isn't about my second raise, is it?
Margaret, do you remember when we agreed that you wouldn't go to the Frankfurt Book Fair because you weren't allowed out of the country while your visa application was being processed?
Yes, I do.
And you went to Frankfurt?
Yes, I did. We were going to lose DeLillo to a Viking, so I really didn't have a choice, did I?
Well, it seems that the United States government doesn't care much who publishes Don DeLillo.
We just spoke to your immigration attorney.
Great. So we're all good? Everything good?
Margaret, your visa application has been denied.
That...
And you are being deported.
Deported?
And apparently there was also some paperwork that you didn't fill out in time.
Come on. It's not like I'm even an immigrant. I'm from Canada, for Christ's sake. There's got to be something we can do.
We can reapply, but unfortunately, you have to leave the country for at least a year.
Okay. Okay, well, that's not ideal, but I can manage everything from Toronto with video conferencing and internet.
Unfortunately, Margaret, if you're deported, you can't work for an American company.
Until this is resolved, I'm going to turn operations over to Bob Spaulding.
Bob Spaulding, the guy I just fired.
We need an editor-in-chief. He's the only person in the building who has enough experience.
You cannot be serious. I beg of
Margaret,
you.
We are desperate to have you stay. If there was any way at all that we could make this thing work, we'd be doing it.
There is no way. I am begging you.
No, Margaret, excuse me, we're in a meeting.
Sorry to interrupt.
What?
Mary from Ms. Winfrey's office called. She's on the line.
I know.
She's on hold. She needs to speak right away.
I know.
But I told her you were otherwise engaged. She insisted, so. Sorry. So.
Gentlemen, I understand. I understand the predicament that we are in. And there's I think there's something that you should know. We're getting married. We are getting married.
Who is getting married?
You and I are getting married. Yes.
We are.
Getting married.
We are getting married.
Yes.
Isn't he your secretary?
Assistant?
Executive
assistant secretary titles. But it wouldn't be the first time one of us fell for our secretaries, would it, Edwin? With LaQuisha, remember? So, yeah, the truth is, you know, Andrew and I were... We are just two people who weren't meant to fall in love, but we did.
We did.
Yeah, all those late nights at the office and weekend book fairs, you know.
No.
Something happened.
Something.
Yeah. Try to fight it and can't fight a love like ours. So, are we good with this? Are you happy? Because, well, we are happy. So happy.
Margaret.
Yes.
It's terrific. Just make it legal.
Hmm? Oh. Legal. Yeah, well, then that means we need to get ourselves to the immigration office so we can work this little mess out, right? Thank you very much, gentlemen. We will do that right away. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you.
Gentlemen. I don't understand what's happening.
Relax, this is for you too.
Do explain.
They were going to make Bob chief.
So naturally, I would have to marry you.
And what's the problem? Like you were saving yourself for someone special?
I like to think so. Besides, it's illegal.
They're looking for terrorists, not for book publishers.
Margaret.
Yes?
I'm not going to marry you.
Sure you are. Because if you don't marry me, your dreams of touching the lives of millions with the written word are dead. Bob is going to fire you the second I'm gone. Guaranteed. That means you're out on the street alone looking for a job. That means all the time that we spent together, all the lattes, all the canceled dates, all the midnight Tampax runs were all for nothing, and all your dreams of being an editor are gone. But don't worry, after the required allotment of time, we'll get a quickie divorce and be done with me. But until then, like it or not, your wagon is hitched to mine. Okay? Fine.
Mark, it's the line.
Next, please.
Just ask him something. I need for you to file this fiancé visa for me, please.
Miss Tate?
Yes.
Please, come with me. I have a bad feeling about this.
Hi. Hello. Hi. I'm Mr. Gilbertson.
Ah.
And you must be Andrew, and you must be
Margaret.
Oh, sorry about the wait. It's a crazy day today.
Oh, of course. We understand. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate you seeing us on such short notice.
Okay. So, I have one question for you. Are you both committing fraud to avoid her deportation so she can keep her position as editor-in-chief at Colden Books? Ridiculous.
Where did you hear that?
We had a phone tip this afternoon from a man named...
Would it be Bob Spaulding?
Bob Spaulding.
Bob. Or Bob. I'm so sorry. Bob is nothing but a disgruntled former employee, and I apologize. But we know you're incredibly busy with a room full of gardeners and delivery boys to tend to. If you just give us our next step, we will be out of your hair and on our way.
Miss Tate, please. Let me explain to you the process that's about to unfold. Step one will be a scheduled interview. I'll put you each in a room, and I'll ask you every little question that a real couple would know about each other. Step two, I dig deeper.
I look at your phone records. I talk to your neighbors. I interview your coworkers. If your answers don't match up at every point, you will be deported indefinitely. And you, young man, will have committed a felony, punishable by a fine of $250,000 and a stay of 5 years in federal prison. So, Andrew, you wanna talk to me? No? Yes?
The truth is, Mr. Gilbertson, the truth is, Margaret and I are just two people who weren't supposed to fall in love, but did. We couldn't tell anyone we worked with because of my big promotion that I had coming up.
Promotion?
Yeah. We both felt that it would be deeply inappropriate if I were to be promoted to editor.
Editor?
While we were...
Mm-hmm.
So, have the two of you told your parents about your secret love?
Oh, impossible. My parents are dead. No brothers or sisters either, so...
Gone.
Yeah. What, are your parents dead?
Oh, no, his are very much alive.
Very much.
We were going to tell them this weekend. Gammy's 90th birthday, and the whole family's coming together, and we thought it'd be a nice surprise.
And where is this surprise going to take place?
At Andrew's parents' house.
Where's that located again?
Why am I doing all the talking? It's your parents' house. Why don't you tell them where it is? Jump in.
Sitka.
Alaska.
You're going to go to Alaska this weekend?
Yeah.
Yes. We are going to Alaska. That's where my Andrew's from.
Okay. Fine. I see how this is going to go. I will see you both at 11 o'clock Monday morning for your scheduled interview, and your answers better match up whenever you count.
Thank you.
I have to say, I'm looking forward to this
darling.
One.
Darling. Yes.
We're looking forward to this
Thanks.
One.
Yeah. It'll be fun. I'll be checking up on you. You got it.
Okay, so what's going to happen is we will go up there. We will pretend like we're boyfriend and girlfriend, tell your parents we're engaged. Use the miles for the tickets. And I guess I will hop for you to fly first class, but make sure you use the miles. If we don't get the miles, we're not doing it. Oh, and please confirm the vegan meal, okay? Because last time they actually gave it to a vegan, and they forced me to eat this clammy, warm, creamy salad thing, which is, hey, why aren't you taking notes?
I'm sorry. Were you not in that room?
What? Oh, the thing you said about being promoted? Genius. You completely fell for it.
I was serious. I'm looking at a $250,000 fine and 5 years in jail. That changes things.
Promote you to editor? No.
Then I quit, and you're screwed. Bye-bye, Margaret.
Andrew.
It really has been a little slice
of
heaven.
Andrew! Fine. I'll make you editor. Fine. If you do the Alaska weekend and the immigration interview, I will make you editor. Happy?
And not in 2 years, right away.
Fine.
And you'll publish my manuscript.
10,000 copies first run.
20,000 copies first run. And we'll tell my family about our engagement when I want and how I want. Now, ask me nicely.
Ask me nicely what?
Ask me nicely to marry you, Margaret.
What does that mean?
You heard me. On your knee.
Does this work for you?
Oh, I like
good?
This, yeah.
Okay, good. Will you marry me?
No. Say it like you mean it.
Andrew?
Yes, Margaret.
Sweet Andrew.
I'm listening.
Would you please put cherries on top, marry me?
Okay, I don't appreciate the sarcasm, but I'll do it. See you at the airport tomorrow.
Good.
So, these are the questions that INS is going to ask us. Now, the good news is I know everything about you, but the bad news is that you have 4 days to learn all this about me. So, I should probably get studying.
You know all the answers to these questions about me.
Scary, isn't it?
A little bit. What am I allergic to?
Pine nuts and the full spectrum of human emotion.
Oh, that's funny. Well, here's a good one. Do I have any scars?
I'm pretty sure that you have a tattoo.
Oh, you're pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure. 2 years ago, your dermatologist called and asked about a Q-switch laser. I, of course, Googled a Q-switch laser and found that they, in fact, do remove tattoos. But you canceled your appointment. So what is it? Tribal ink? Japanese calligraphy? Barbed wire.
You know, it's exciting for me to experience you like this.
Thank you. You're going to have to tell me where it is, though.
No, I'm They're not. Gonna ask. Because is it, we're done with that question. We're done with that question. On to another question. Let me see. Oh, here's one. Whose place do we stay at? Yours or mine? That's easy. Mine.
And why wouldn't we stay at mine?
Because I live at Central Park West. And you probably live at some squalid little studio apartment with stacks of yellow penguin glasses.
Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. We are beginning our descent into Juno.
Juno? I thought we were going to Sitka.
We are.
Well, how are we getting to Sitka?
Oh.
Father, he's always working.
Never mind about him. Where's your girl?
She's about right there.
Ah.
There she is.
I guess the word girl is inappropriate.
Margaret, this is my mom.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, right. This is my Gammy Annie.
Pleasure.
Well, hello there. Now, do you prefer being called Margaret or Satan's mistress? We've heard it both ways. Actually, we've heard it lots of ways.
She's kidding.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this weekend.
Oh, you're welcome. We're thrilled to have you. Come on, let's get you two back to the fort.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
There we are.
Tell me about all the family businesses, honey.
She was probably just being modest, dear.
Oh. What are we doing? Shouldn't we check into our hotel right now?
Oh, we canceled your reservation. Family doesn't stay at a hotel. You're going to stay in our home.
Oh, great, great. What?
Oh, God. You don't want to use your legs to lift that one.
Andrew, help her with those.
Well, I'd love to. She won't let me do anything. She insists on doing it all herself. She's one of those, she's feminist. Yeah. Come on, sweetie.
Did you see the shoes that Rob was wearing?
Ooh.
of them.
Oh!
Ooh. 5 second rule.
Got it.
I'll dry right off.
I'm not getting on that boat.
You don't have to. See you in a few days.
No, I can't swim.
Hence the boat. Come on. Come on, here we go. Looking good, boss.
Take your time, though.
Shh.
She comes with a lot of baggage.
It's gonna give me a little hand here.
Hand off ass. Off ass.
There you go. You're there. Congratulations. I'm 100 years old. I never said I was poor.
But you never told me you were rich.
I'm not rich. My parents are rich.
Okay, you know what? That's the only rich people say.
Andrew, welcome home. Hi. Mom, what is this?
Nothing. It's just a little welcoming party. Is that a crime?
Just 50 of our closest friends and neighbors. I'm all excited to meet you.
Okay.
Come on.
Good.
Come on.
A party?
Yeah, I guess so. Come on, let's go. My grandma's moving faster than you. Put your back into it.
I've got you.
So nice to meet you, Margaret. Welcome to Sitka.
Jill, hi. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Why didn't you tell me you were some kind of Alaskan Kennedy?
How could I? We were in the middle of talking about you for the last 3 years.
You know what? Time out, okay? This bickering Bickerson thing has got to stop. People need to think that we are in love, so let's just...
That's no problem. I can do that. I can pretend to be the doting fiancé. That's easy, you know? But for you, it's going to require that you stop snacking on children while they dream.
Very funny, very funny. Okay, now, when are you going to tell them we're engaged?
I'll pick the right moment.
Hey, Andrew. Hi.
Mrs. McKittrick. How are you? Nice to see you. Nice to see you, Mr. McKittrick. Hey. This is Margaret.
Hi, pleasure.
Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
Pleasure.
So I always wanted to know, what does a book editor do?
Well, that's a great question, Louise. I'm curious to know the answer myself.
Hello, Dad.
Son, this must be Maggie.
Margaret.
Joe, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure's mine.
So, why don't you tell us exactly what a book editor does? I mean, besides taking writers out to lunch and getting bombed.
No, that sounds like fun. No wonder you like being an editor.
No, Louise, Andrew's not an editor. He's an editor's assistant. Maggie here is the editor.
Margaret.
So you're actually Andrew's boss, yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Huh.
I think I'll get a refill.
Charming.
Hell of a first impression, Dad.
What the hell, Andrew? You show up here after all this time with this woman you hated, and now she's your girlfriend?
We just got here. Can we wait 2 seconds before we throw the kitchen sink at each other?
I just never figured you for a guy who slipped his way to the middle.
Actually, I'll have you know that that woman in there is one of the most respected editors in town.
She's your meal ticket, and you brought her home to meet your mother.
No. She's not my meal ticket, Dad. She's my fiancée.
What'd you say?
You heard me. Getting married.
Are you?
Good, thank you.
You care for some more drinks?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thank you very much.
Is that tradition?
Oh, but see, it's the texture. I'm not a fish person.
I like it.
You're very sweet.
I think
if
you Just taste it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very important announcement to make. Margaret and I are getting married.
So sorry.
That's okay. Washing where?
Yep. Honey, hey, where are you at? There it is. Come on down here, pumpkin. All right.
Okay.
Oh, look at her. Look at her. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. There she is.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So that was your idea of a perfect time to tell them we're engaged? It's brilliant. Brilliant timing.
Andrew, hi.
Kurt? Oh, my God.
Hey, hi. Wow.
How you doing? I didn't know that you
were going to be here. Remember, you wanted it to be a surprise, so surprise. And we're being completely rude. Hi.
Oh, yeah, this is my ex.
Gertrude.
Yeah.
Oh, you can call me Gert.
Oh, wow.
Well, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
So, did I miss the story?
What's the story?
About how you proposed.
Oh, how a man proposes says a lot about his character.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
I actually would love to hear this story, Andrew. Would you tell us?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, Margaret loves telling the story, so I'm just going to let her go ahead and do that. So I think we should just sit in rapture.
Wow. Okay. Mm. Wow. Where to begin this story? Well, wow. Yeah. Okay, well, Andrew and I were about to celebrate our first anniversary together. And I knew that he'd been itching to ask me to marry him, and he was scared, like a little tiny bird. So I started leaving him little hints here and there because I knew he wouldn't have the guts to ask. But
that's not exactly how it happened.
No.
No. I mean, I picked up on all her little hints. Yeah, this woman's about as subtle as a gun. Yeah. No, what I was worried about was that she might find this little box.
Oh, the decoupage box that he made, where he'd taken the time to cut out tiny little pictures of himself. Yes, just pasted all over the box. Oh, so beautiful. So I opened that beautiful little decoupage, and out fluttered these tiny little hand-cut heart confettis. And once they cleared, I looked down and I saw the most beautiful, big,
fat nothing. No ring.
No ring.
What?
No. But inside that box, underneath all that crap, there was a little handwritten note with the address to a hotel, date, and time. Real Humphrey Bogart type stuff.
Yeah.
Masculine. Mm. Anyway, naturally, Margaret.
I thought he was seeing someone else. Yeah, it was a terrible time for me. But I went to that hotel anyway. I went there and I pounded on the door. But the door was already unlocked. And as I swung open that door, there he was.
Standing.
Kneeling.
Like a man.
On a bed of rose petals in a tuxedo. Your son. And he was choking back soft sobs. And when he held back the tears and finally caught his breath, he said to me,
Margaret, will you marry me? And she said, yep. In the end. I was hungry.
That is quite a story.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Andy, you are so sensitive.
Hand cut confetti.
Hey, let's see a kiss from you two cuties. Yeah. Give her a kiss.
Now, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mwah. What is this?
Kiss her on the mouth like you mean it.
Kiss her.
Okay. Okay, all right. Here we go.
Mwah.
Oh.
Oh, Andy, give her a real kiss.
A real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah
over.
Wow, this is beautiful, and the view.
And here's the bed.
Wow, exquisite bed, exquisite. So, where is Andrew's room?
Oh, sweetie, we're not under any illusions that you two don't sleep in the same bed. So he'll sleep in here with you.
Oh, great, because we'd love to snuggle, don't
we're
we, honey?
Huge snugglers.
Oh my God, what is it?
Whoa, whoa.
Calm down, Kevin.
You are cute. Oh, who is this?
That's Kevin. I'm sorry,
so
Margaret.
Cute.
We just rescued him from the pound, and he's still in training. Sorry.
Just be sure you don't let him outside, or the eagles will snatch him.
No, don't you listen to her. She's just pulling your leg, isn't she?
By the way, there are extra towels and linens and things in here for you.
And if you get chilly tonight, use this. It has special powers.
Oh, what kind of special powers?
I call it the baby maker.
Okay, well, then I guess we need to be super careful with that one, huh? Just don't throw it on the bed.
Well, we better turn in. It's been quite an evening. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Tammy. Thank you so much. Sweet dreams.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now. You haven't been home in a while.
But I haven't had a lot of vacation time the last 3 years.
Stop complaining. Don't look, okay?
Okay.
Are your eyes closed?
Completely.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Those are the pajamas you decided to bring to Alaska.
Yes, because I was supposed to be in a hotel alone, remember?
Can we just go to sleep?
Fine.
Great.
I won't be getting much sleep with the sun streaming in. Thank you.
Side pocket.
Hello? 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 Frank, darling, Frank, are you there? Hello? Oh, God. I have horrible service, Frank. Give me just 1 minute.
Oh, my God. Margaret.
Sorry you feel I pressured you into doing over, but of course I want you to be happy. Yes, yes. Frank, darling, Frank, it's going to be fine. I can just call them and I can cancel.
You are so right, Frank. Yes, Frank, of course I am listening to you. Yeah. Yes, I love listening to you, Frank.
Shh.
Sit. Sit. No, no, not you, Frank. No, no. Well, Frank, if I make it down to it, okay, I think it would be a mistake to back out. Because, Frank, for so many years, you have inspired me with your beautiful words, and I feel that...
Shh, dog, I'm on the phone.
I think it's time that the world get to enjoy your words as well. They are just so rich with passion, and I think that we should all be privy to. And, Frank, I just want you to be happy, Frank. Give me that dog! And I need, Frank, for you to hold on just a second. Frank, can you help? Just a second. Give me that dog! Come on. Okay, gotcha. Frank. So sorry. I dropped the phone. Now, listen, Frank, I don't want to sell you on anything, but this is your legacy, this book, and I think it's up to you to present your legacy to the world. And call me tomorrow with your decision, and my phone is on all the time. Okay, bye-bye. No, wait! No. Take the doggy. I need that phone. Take the dog. I need that phone. Here, take the dog. Take it.
That's cute or what?
I know.
Hey, guys. You seem,
She's playing with Kevin. We thought she didn't like him.
Will you go get her, Andy? We have a whole day planned for her, and she needs to get ready.
Yeah, tell her we have a big surprise for her. Mm.
Look, give me my phone. Come on. Please just give me my phone. Come on. Right here.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, my God. Your grandmother was completely right. Being okay, I'm trying to take the dog. And then I saved him. And then I came back and checked my phone.
You drunk?
What? No, I'm serious. He's got my phone and Frank's calling me on that phone.
Relax, all right? We'll order another phone. Same number. We'll go into town tomorrow and we'll get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, you can go then.
You have to get ready.
For what?
Oh, you're going out with Mom and the girls.
I don't want to go
shopping, out. Sightseeing, and a surprise.
I hate shopping.
Oh, you love it. It's going to be great.
I hate sightseeing.
You're going.
No, I don't want to go.
You're going.
I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going.
Now, give me a nice big hug. We don't want to think we're fighting.
No, I don't want to.
Hug time.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. Andrew.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's nice. There we go. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. If you touch my ass one more time, I will cut your balls off in your sleep. Okay? Yeah. There you go. All righty then. So, we clear on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good fiancé.
Want to see me?
Your mom found these eco balls. They dissolve in water. I don't know how she comes up with this stuff. Anyway, she is a little peeved. Apparently, I wasn't the most gracious of hosts last night. Was a little bit of a shock to find out that you're getting married, especially when none of us even knew you were dating. Point is, I owe you an apology.
Accepted.
There's something else. I've been going over my retirement plans recently. It got me thinking. I've done a lot of things in my life, practically built an empire with your mother from the ground up. It doesn't mean anything.
Unless you have someone to leave it to. Yeah, we've already discussed this.
Yeah, I'd like to discuss it again. You have responsibilities here. I think I've been more than understanding about your goofing off in New York. I need you to quit playing around
here
and come
home. Here
we
go again. When are you going to start taking what I do seriously?
Well, when you start acting seriously.
I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you, Dad. I wish you had another son. I really do. One who wanted to stay here. One who wanted to take over the family business. One who wanted to marry someone that you approve of. But it's not me. Now, it must seem strange to you, my life in New York, sitting in an office, reading books. But it makes me happy. Understand?
Now, if that's what makes you happy, son, I got nothing to say.
Well, that's a first. You know what? Apology not accepted. Have fun out here.
There's no way.
No, absolutely.
It's in your favor. Yeah, I hope you are ready for your big surprise because this is one of Sitka's greatest treasures. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is the big surprise I was telling you about. You ready?
Oh, Marvin, you're gonna love it.
Okay, fluck my eyes out. Okay, all right. Here we go. Fine, fine. Just working on my tan.
Yeah, the Paxtons can be a bit overwhelming at times.
Yeah.
It's a little different than New York, huh?
Little bit. You ever been?
No.
No?
That was always Andrew's dream, not mine.
You guys are pretty serious, huh?
Well, I mean, we dated in high school and all through college, but we were kids.
And you guys called it off because of...
Well, the night before we graduated school, he proposed and said he wanted to elope and run away to New York with me. And...
You said no.
And I said no. Yeah. I've never been anywhere but here. This is home. But anyway, you're a lucky girl. He really is the best. Which you obviously already know.
Oh, yep. Yep. Very much so, yeah.
Well, cheers to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, looks like Ramon's wrapping it up.
Go, Annie! Woo!
I've never seen him.
so.
No, he really got
there.
Down.
I mean, he's wonderful. Oh, no.
What's he doing?
Something's up. It's best to leave him alone. Come on, honey.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm watching it.
Why is Andrew out there hollowing out that old stupid canoe again?
Well, maybe he's planning to escape. What?
I am so tired. I think I'm going to go upstairs, take a shower, wash off Ramon's coconut body oil.
Sure.
I had a great day today. Thank you.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I mean, I just had a frank conversation with him about his future.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good idea, Joe, because he will never come back home now. He is my son. I only get to see him every 3 years because of you. Because of you. I've had enough. You are going to be supportive of him marrying Margaret, and that is that.
Now, if we're not careful, we are going to end up in this great big house, just you and me alone, you and me and everything that we're angry about. And God forbid that they should have a grandchild that we never get to see. You are going to fix this, Joe. I mean it. Fix it now.
Towel. It's ridiculous. Dry. Hello? No. I'm sorry. Let me just get a towel. I'm sorry for feeding you to the eagle. I'm sorry. Go away. Go. Just let me get a towel. Go. Hold on. Huh? How do you like that? Huh?
Take it.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. You like that? Huh. You like it. Come here. Come to Mama. That's right. Get on the carpet. That's a good boy. Yes. That's good boy. Come on. Oh.
What the?
Showing everything, cover it up for the love of God. Oh God, not the baby makeup. Explain yourself, please.
Explain myself.
Yes, explain yourself.
I was outside.
Oh, really? And you didn't hear me?
I was listening to. What are you even doing home? Did he just jump me out of nowhere? What's that?
I didn't mean to jump you. Your dog was attacking me, and I had to run, and I ran into you.
What is it with you and this dog?
Just go. Go.
Fine.
Go take a shower. Fine. You stink.
Nice tattoo, by the way.
What? See? Exactly.
Oh.
See that?
Barely made it out with my life there. See the size of the teeth on that thing?
I didn't...
So naked.
Can we not talk about that, please?
Just
saying.
So, what's the deal with you and your father?
Oh, I'm sorry. That question is not in the binder.
Oh, really? Well, I thought you were the one that said we needed to learn all this.
Not about that, I didn't.
But if the guy asked...
Not about that, Margaret. Good night.
I like the psychic network.
What?
Not in the ha-ha, isn't that funny, she likes that trash kind of way. I actually quite enjoy it. I took disco lessons in the sixth grade. My first concert was Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. I think Brian Dennehy is sexy. Don't like flowers in the house because they remind me of funerals. Never played a video game. I read Wuthering Heights every Christmas. It's my favorite book. Haven't slept with a man in over a year and a half. And I went to the bathroom and cried after Bob called me a poisonous bitch. In the bird tattoo, they're swallows. Got them when I was 16, after my parents died. Stupid. I'm sure there's many, many other things, but that's all I can come up with right now. You are there?
I'm here. Just processing. You really haven't slept with anyone in 18 months?
Oh, my God. Out of all that, that's all you got?
That's a long time.
Yeah, well, I've been a little busy.
Yeah.
Who's Rob Bass? And DJ,
Easy Rock?
Yeah.
You know, it takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. Turn, turn, turn. Oh, mm-mm. They were good. What?
Nothing. I know who they are. I just wanted to hear you sing it.
Oh.
Margaret?
Yes?
Don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
You are a very, very beautiful woman. I'm a rock right now. I'm a bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock and roll.
Because I get stupid.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. It takes two to make a thing go right.
Feel it deep. Feel it low.
It takes two to make it. Oh, God, I can't see.
Thank you.
spot.
Just a second. Okay, no, baby blanket. Okay. Baby blanket. Get it off. Get it off. Get it off.
Wait a second, hold on, hold on.
What?
Are you wearing makeup?
What? No, of course not.
Okay, what are we doing? Scoot me.
Is
that right?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. It's morning. What do you mean it's morning?
Are you okay?
Yeah, coming. 1 second. Yep, come on in. Everything's fine.
Disgusting. Now you're over here. Okay, it's fine.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Smells good. Ooh. Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, you shouldn't have gone through that trouble.
That's... Oh, your family now. It's not trouble.
Hey, you have room for one more?
Wow. Can we not do the Brady family meeting right now? We just got up, if you don't mind.
Well, your mother and I have come up with a proposition, and I happen to think it's a terrific idea.
We want you to get married here tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What?
Well, you're going to get married anyway, so why don't you get married here, where we can be all together, and that way Grandma Annie can be a part of it.
Oh, no. No, it's Gammy's big birthday tomorrow night. We don't want to ruin it. That's...
I've had 89 birthday parties. I don't need another one.
Oh,
it would be a dream come true for me to see my one grandchild's wedding. A dream come true. Mm. So you'll do it? Before I'm dead?
Okay.
Okay, we will do everything. And you can get married like we did in the barn.
It's a Paxton family tradition.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. I've always wanted to get married in a barn.
I have.
It's a sign. A sign from the universe that you're meant to be together. Oh, we must give thanks, I tell you. Come. We must give thanks.
Okay, I know I should leave you alone now.
No, we're just so excited. Yeah.
I know you're excited. Really excited.
Go. Oh, my God. When my mom finds out that this whole thing is a sham, she's gonna be crushed, and my grandmother's gonna die.
My father,
what the hell's with that? With the whole wedding thing? Where did that come from?
She probably got him worked up into it. It's fine. She's not gonna find out.
Oh, God, Margaret.
Andrew, they're not gonna find out, okay? Just relax. It's gonna be okay. It's not like we're gonna be married forever. We'll be happily divorced before you know it. It'll be fine. We'll be fine. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, would you like a cinnamon soy latte? Uh-huh.
You're right, you know, but a quickie divorce will be fine.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fine.
Everything is going to be great. This little missus better learn how to cook so she can take care of her husband. Keep my man happy. I don't want leaving me for another woman.
Come on. I haven't left you yet, Margaret. I got it. Let go. You all right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go.
Where?
I just kind of feel like going outside.
All right. That's the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and then I'm gonna go outside.
All right. Whew, all right.
Okay, just have to focus, Margaret. Just focus. This is a business deal. Just a business deal. Everything's gonna be just fine. Okay, this is a little rough. I can do this. Oh my God. God, I hate nature. I hate it. Not stopping. Oh, why are you not stopping? Stop. I just wanted some air. Oh.
yachts. Cages of tongue. Wooshwa, wooda, adi, ha, yachi.
Gol na shi!
Come to me, Margaret of New York.
It is I, Grandma Annie.
Oh, I see you are a curious one. Come, see how I give thanks to Mother Earth.
You know, actually, I'm not that curious. I'll just...
Look around you. Mother Earth has provided all this, just as she brought you and Andrew together to be joined.
Oh.
We must give thanks and ask that your loins be abundantly fertile. Come, dance with me in celebration.
You know, can I just thank her from here? I'll just...
I insist!
Okay. I will come down and dance with you.
Follow and learn. Come on, Margaret. Feel the rhythm of the drums. Now you.
Me what?
Chant
what?
Whatever comes to you, it is the way.
But I don't know any chant.
Well, the trees. Use your vowels. E, O, O, E.
Yes.
Chant.
Yes.
To the universe.
Universe.
Yes.
To the crazy.
Yes.
To the window.
Yes.
Window.
Yes.
Wall. To wall. To the swept and to my balls. Oh, you bitches.
Louder!
To the window. To the window. To the walls. To the walls. To the sweat drips down my balls. To all you bitches. Crawl. All skis. For the... All skis. Oh, man. To the window. To the wall. To the wall. To the sweat drips down my balls. To all you bitches. Crawl. All skis. For the all skis. Go damn. To the window. To the window. To the wall. To the wall. To the sweat drop down my... Oh. Oh, you bitches, go. Jimmy, let's take it to the bridge.
Woo!
Let me see you get low. You scared, you scared. Drop your ass to the floor. You scared, you scared. Let me see you get low. You scared, you scared. Drop your ass to the floor. You scared, you scared.
You scared.
See you get low. You scared, you scared. Your butt to the floor. You scared, you scared. Now stop. Woo! Now wiggle it. Now stop. Woo!
Yeah.
Jiggle it. Just jiggle
it. What you doing?
You know, your gammy wanted me to, you know, chant from the heart.
Balls? That's what came to your heart?
You know, it went with the beat.
Your phone arrived. I'm going to go to town and pick it up. You want to come?
Oh, yes. I want to go. Oh, hold on. Is it okay if I go with him?
Whatever you do is what shall be.
But you're okay if I go?
I know.
It's like any...
You're a freak.
Shut up. Would you please?
Ow. Hey, buddy.
Andrew, hey!
Well, I got that phone I ordered.
Yes, it came in. How are you?
Great. You?
Good. Hola.
Hey. Oops. Hi.
Remember this?
Relax.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Do it.
Yes.
Relax.
Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Don't do it.
I know.
No, you want to go.
I think you made quite an impression on her mom.
I think the part where I burst into tears just really brought us together.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? Fun fact about Andrew, number 11. I like Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
They're
okay.
Delicious. All Hostess products, Coke, never Pepsi, and beef jerky.
What are you, like 13?
Mm.
Here we go. It's all charged up, Andrew.
Thanks, buddy.
And I put your lady's number in, too.
Thank you very much.
My lady?
thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God, I have 37 messages. Shit, I need a computer. Is there a computer in this godforsaken town?
Okay. Okay, so when it runs out, it gives you a warning. Just put in more dimes. There you go.
What? You're kidding, dimes? You're not kidding?
I'll be outside.
But what
Yell
am
if
I
you
supposed
need
to
me.
Do?
You'll
I
be
mean,
fine.
No, I... Okay, I can figure this out.
intelligent woman. There you go. Okay. Now, what is that? What is it?
Excuse me. Excuse me. So it was nice to see Gertrude, huh?
Yeah.
She looked really pretty today.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. Must be nice to see each other again and just catch up.
It's definitely good to see her. It's definitely, yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh, there they are. There they are. Margaret. Oh. We need Margaret.
Fred, we're going to have to steal you away, young lady.
Oh, no. I'm just going
to... No, not to worry. No strippers, no chanting in the woods. Promise.
Oh, well...
Yeah, come on. But not you. It's girl stuff. You'd hate it.
What?
Come on.
Okay, well, are these shoes okay for what we're going to do?
I can't believe this is happening. My mother made this dress by hand. In this very shop, in 1929. It's funny how things come back in style.
Just finishing up the buttons.
Yeah, and don't worry about the fit, because Annie is the best tailor in Southeast Alaska.
Oh.
Wow, incredible. Maybe a tad loose in certain areas, but otherwise...
Oh, sorry. I'm a bit chesty to begin with, and I happened to be knocked up when I wore this.
Oh.
Oh, let's see if we can find your boobs. They're in there somewhere.
Yes, they are.
It's like an Easter egg, huh?
Maybe they shrunk up in the cold Alaskan air.
Oh, there they are.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, I was thinking if you like, maybe we could head down your way for the holidays this year.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice. Or maybe we could come to you, too.
Well, that would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that very much.
Oh, Grace, for God's sake, we've got work to do.
I know. Sorry.
Go make yourself a cup of tea. I'll finish this. Go. Now, let's make this absolute perfection. Now, just one special touch and you're ready. It's been in the family for more than 150 years.
Oh, Annie, it's beautiful, but I don't...
I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry.
My great-grandfather gave it to my great-grandmother when they got married. They were quite a scandal, you know. He was Russian and she was Clinkett, and... Back then, you had to get approval from every member of the tribe before you got married. Mm-hmm. Almost broke them up.
Well, how did they stay together then?
She was a lot like you. Tough. Wouldn't take no for an answer. She was good for him. I want you to have it.
I don't want to hear it.
Grandmothers love to give their stuff to their grandchildren. It makes us feel like we'll still be part of your lives even after we're gone. Take it. Are you all right there?
I just wanted to make sure there was enough time to get all the sewing done.
Don't you worry about that. You're going to be beautiful. Now let's get you out of those pins. Okay.
right.
So tight. Hop on in.
Hey. Whoa! What? Mike, tell me what the hell's wrong?
I just needed to get away from
everyone. What's wrong?
Nothing. Just stop talking, please.
Do you mind telling me what's happening now? Margaret! Margaret!
I forgot, okay?
You forgot what?
I forgot what it was like to have a family. I've been on my own since I was 16, and I forgot what it felt like to have people love you and make you breakfast and say, hey, we'd love to come down for the holidays. And I said, well, why don't we come up and see you instead and give you necklaces? And you have all that here, and you have Gertrude, and I'm just screwing it up.
You're not screwing it up. I agreed to this. You were there, remember?
Your family loves you. You know that?
I know that.
You know that?
Yes.
And you're still willing to put them through this?
They're not going to find out.
You know they
because
won't
find out. Because you said so yourself, Mom.
Yeah, but what if
you
your mother does that? You know, my God, your mother will know. My God.
Oh,
my God. What if Gary finds out? If Gary finds out, she's going to have a heart attack.
No, she's going to be
she's
fine.
She's going to have a
will
heart attack.
Calm down. Hold on. Whoa. I don't think that hijacking a boat is a proper way to express your frustration. Now, great. Now you decide to shut up. Margaret? 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 To the buoy!
What?
To the buoy!
Okay.
Hey, come on, give me your hand. Hey, give me your hand. Margaret. Come on, give me your hand. Come on, I got you. Come on. God, what the hell are you thinking? You could have got yourself killed.
Mama, you turned the boat and made me fall in your jackass.
Yeah, well, you let go of the steering wheel, Ahab.
I'm sorry.
Come
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Right, come here. You gotta get warm. Come on. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Want to talk to both of you? Your mother is never to hear about any of this.
Dad, check up on you.
What did you do?
I got a phone call from Mr. Gilbertson here who told me that if you were lying, and he strongly believes that you are, he would send you to prison. So I flew him up here.
Dad.
Luckily for you, your father negotiated a deal on your behalf. Now, this offer is going to last for 20 seconds, so listen closely. You're going to make a statement admitting this marriage is a sham, or you're going to go to prison. You tell the truth, you're off the hook. And she is going to go back to Canada.
Take the deal.
I don't think so.
Don't be stupid, Andrew.
You want a statement? Here's your statement. I've been working for Margaret Tate for 3 years. 6 months ago, we started dating. We fell in love. I asked her to marry me. She said yes. I'll see you at the wedding.
Thank you.
sure about this?
Not really.
I mean, I am very appreciative of what you've done, but I think that...
You do the same for me, right?
Hope everyone is decent. You need to come with me. Now, tomorrow's your wedding day. You have to give the baby maker a rest tonight. It's tradition. Now, give your bride a kiss goodnight, and if you've got your whole lives to be together.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
You know, if I don't go with her, she's just gonna...
Come right back.
Yeah. See you in the morning.
Everyone, please be seated.
Come on.
Yeah.
We are gathered here today to give thanks and to celebrate one of life's greatest moments, to give recognition to the beauty, honesty, and unselfish ways of Andrew and Margaret's true love in front of family and friends. For it is their family and friends who taught Andrew and Margaret to love. So it is only right that family and friends are...
Mi amo, do you have a question?
No.
Your hand is up.
Oh, it's not a question, but I do have something I need to say.
Margaret, can it wait till after?
No. Mm-hmm. Hi there. Thank you all so much for coming out. I have a bit of an announcement to make about the wedding. Confession, actually.
What are you doing?
I am a Canadian. Yes, Canadian. With an expired visa, who was about to be deported. And because I didn't want to leave this wonderful country of yours, I forced Andrew here to marry me.
Margaret, stop it.
See, Andrew has always had this extraordinary work ethic. Something I think he learned from you. And for 3 years, I watched him work harder than anyone else at our company. And I knew that if I threatened to destroy his career, he would do just about anything. So I blackmailed him to come up here and to lie to you. All of you. And I thought it would be easy to watch him do it. But it wasn't. Turns out it's not easy to ruin someone's life once you find out how wonderful they are. You have a beautiful family. Don't let this come between you. This was my fault.
Margaret.
Andrew, this was a business deal, and you held up your end, but now the deal is off. You meet me at the dock. You're giving me a ride to the airport.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. Let me get my head on straight, okay? I'll explain everything later. I'm sorry.
You were right. This book is special. I lied because I knew publishing meant I'd lose you as an assistant, but you have an extraordinary eye, and I'll make sure we buy this before I leave. Have an amazing life. You deserve it, Margaret.
Well, that was crazy. You know, people are going to be talking about this forever.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No. I just feel... You know what the problem is? You see, the problem is that this woman is a gigantic pain in my ass. I mean, first there's the whole leaving thing. I totally understand that. You know, it's a sham wedding. It's kind of stressful. Then she goes ahead and she leaves this note. Because she doesn't have the decency, the humanity to do it to my face. 3 years. 3 years I work with this terrorist. Never once has she had a nice thing to say. And then she goes ahead and she writes
Andrew.
This crap.
Andrew.
But none of that matters because we had a deal.
Andrew.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just, she just makes me look crazy.
Yeah, I can see that. So you're just gonna let her go?
So, what now?
Well, now that you're leaving voluntarily, it all becomes very civilized. Once we land in New York, you have 24 hours to head back to Canada.
Andrew, what's
up? I gotta talk to her.
Why would you do that?
This has nothing to do with
it. Boy,
wait a minute.
Stop it!
I'm not gonna let you do this.
Stop
I mean it!
I'm not asking your permission here.
Annie!
Joe!
Annie? Joe!
Come on.
Heart attack.
Joe. Somebody get a doctor!
Easy. Come on.
Andrew.
You two need to stop fighting. You'll never see eye to eye. But your family. Promise me you'll stand by Andrew, even if you don't agree with it.
I promise.
Andrew, promise me you'll work harder to be a part of this family.
I will. I will, Ken.
Well, then. The spirits can take me. I guess they're not ready for me. I'm feeling much better, Sonny. No need to take us to the hospital. Take us to the airport, please.
Mom, what, are you faking a heart attack, right?
Come on!
Come on!
Well, it was the only way I could get you two to shut up and get us to the airport.
Ma'am, you know I'm not authorized to take you to the airport.
Larry Ferris, don't make me call your mother.
Got it.
Yeah, I should have given up back in New York. See, I'm like Elliot Ness. I always get my man. I'm that good.
Flight 1601, as soon as you're in position, you're clear for takeoff.
Roger that, Chuck.
Paxton.
Hey, dude.
Okay, I have a little favor I need from you, buddy. Margaret's on that plane. I gotta talk to her. Can you stop it?
Oh, yeah.
I heard about your lady, Balin. Dragola.
Chuck! I need you to stop the plane, please.
I can't do that.
No. Come on! Oh, no! No! What's wrong?
Margaret's on that plane.
And he didn't get to tell her.
Tell her what?
That he loves her.
So she could tell him that she loves him, too.
Yeah, but how does he...
If she didn't love him, she wouldn't have left.
Of course not.
Am I the only one not getting this?
Oh, Joe!
Chuck! Look down!
Oh, look down. Like, oh, there you are! Sorry, man, there was nothing I could do.
Thanks, Chuck.
I'm sorry, son. I didn't know how you felt about her.
Honey, it's gonna be okay.
To this address, please. This one right here. This address right here, okay? Can you do that?
Yes.
Good.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Miss Tate.
Yes. What?
Hey.
Andrew. Why are you panting?
Because I've been running.
Really, from Alaska?
I need to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I don't have time to talk. I need to catch a 5:45 to Toronto.
Margaret.
So I need the boxes to go out today. I want to make sure everything is safe.
Margaret, stop talking! I gotta say something.
Okay.
So just take a sec.
Fine. What?
3 days ago, I loathed you. I used to dream about you getting hit by a cab or poisoned.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I told you to stop talking. And we had our little adventure up in Alaska, and things started to change. Things changed when we kissed. And when you told me about your tattoo. Even when you checked me out when we were naked.
Naked? Well, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you did. But I didn't realize any of this until I was standing alone in a barn, wifeless. Now, you can imagine my disappointment when it suddenly dawned on me that the woman I love is about to be kicked out of the country. So, Margaret, marry me. Because I'd like to date you.
Reason why I've been alone all this time. I'm comfortable that way, and I think it would just be a lot easier if we forgot everything that happened and I just left.
You're right. That would be easier.
Let me see if I got this right. You two are engaged again.
Yes.
Yes.
For real.
Yes.
Yeah. You're sure you want to go through with this? Because one wrong answer, I'm going to take you down.
Okay. Okay.
Let's do it.
Hit it!
When did you first start to date?
Last week.
Is that going well?
So far, it's great. Thank you.
What kind of deodorant does Andrew use?
Men's Speed Stick.
What flavor? Musk? Alpine? Was it love at first sight?
No.
I loved her from the beginning.
What side of the bed does Margaret sleep on?
She sleeps on the left.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
Look, are they soulmates? Will they kill each other? No.
Are you a good driver?
Oh, excellent driver. Excellent.
In my mind, I see her with someone perhaps more swarthy, darker.
We don't use the word Margaret around Kevin. He still hasn't warmed up to her.
Margaret. Margaret. See, it's the damnedest thing.
I've never farted in front of him, nor will I ever fart in front of him.
She farts in her sleep.
Would you consider Margaret a good dancer?
Hey, you can tell by the way she drinks a soda pop that she's a good dancer.
Uh-huh. How is that? How is the soda pop relevant to the dancing?
I don't understand it.
I call him puppy.
Pumpkin.
Monkey.
Daisy.
Kiddo.
Bird.
Sometimes I call him Rick.
How do you spell Ramon?
R-A-M-O-N-A.
Could you do that again in English, please?
Well, when you say, you know, the position in the relationship.
Top or bottom?
You're asking me a question about who's on top.
You took an oath when you walked in this office.
I did not take an oath. When did I take
you
an
should,
oath?
Well, Laura should have done that, but she didn't. That's okay.
Who's
but
Laura?
She's the girl behind you. Don't look around. Which of the following numbers is not a prime?
17.
I'm sorry. Let me say the list, please.
I'm sorry?
He knew your favorite color.
Blue?
Wrong.
Red?
No.
Dark, maybe like a hunter green?
No, white.
White?
Okay, moving on.
Favorite color is blue.
What's her favorite color when she's not at home?
I don't know.
Are you a citizen of this country, Ramon?
Yes, I'm a citizen. Are you crazy?
What relevance a ball in a net or a fruit roll-up or a Pop-Tart has to do with my relationship with Andrew?
If you're getting excited,
if you're asking,
who are you engaged to?
Andrew.
Very good. Got one right. Who are you engaged to?
I'm engaged to Margaret Tate.
And on the wedding day, who will be next to you?
I'm going to marry Margaret Tate.
Final answer?
That work? Yeah, final answer.
Okay.
Is this a game show? I don't understand what... God bless America. Lands that I love. That's a great song.
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Mama Cass.
You ready now?